Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
English with Angela and Anna. In today's episode, we are going to list off some phrasal verbs, and vocabulary words used when talking about computers and technology.
Okay, so our first word is to boot up. And this is a phrasal verb and it means to start or turn something on. And we almost always use this when we're talking about computers specifically. So we wouldn't say boot up the light. It's to turn something on that has a processor that maybe needs some time to wake up. So for example, I'm just going to boot up my computer and I can send you the file.
Okay, and our next one is a verb, which is to browse. And this means it's the casual act of looking or reading. So when we use this in regards to technology, it means that you're just looking around on the internet in a casual way. So you're not looking for anything specific often. You're just having a look around. You're not doing specific research for something, okay? So you may be, and related to this, so you might be reading some articles, but you're not looking for something in particular and concrete. And so the example is, I browsed the internet at work this morning because they cancelled my meeting.
Okay, next we have to surf the net or to surf the web. And this means the same as browse. This is when you are looking at a number of websites on the internet and you aren't looking at anything in particular or completing a specific task. You're just surfing around. So for example, I was surfing the web last night and I didn't realize how long I was on my computer.
We've all done that.
It's too easy.
Okay, now our next word is to crash. So it's another verb that we often use and it's used to describe a device or program that has stopped working. And the example is my computer crashed and I lost all my files.
Next, we have cutting edge, and this is used to describe technology that is very modern and new. Cutting edge technology is often the best technology out there and the most modern. Maybe there's something so new about it that has never existed before. So for example, she always has a cutting edge computer provided to her from work.
Okay, our next one might be a little bit obvious for some of you, but we're just going to clarify the difference here. And so our next one is desktop and laptop. So they're both two terms to describe a computer, okay? But a desktop is a computer that you can't move. So the computer sits on your desk, hence desktop, because it's on top of the desk. Whereas a laptop is a computer that you're able to move, and it's a laptop because it can be on top of your lap, which is the tops of your legs, mm-hmm. Okay?
So for some people, again, that might be obvious, but I do know a lot of advanced speakers who really get confused with this.
Yeah, and a lot of people I find just use laptop now for everything because it is more common for people to have a laptop rather than a desktop nowadays, yeah. But...
Okay, so our next are two words, hardware and software. Again, for some people who are really into technology, this might be obvious, but we're just going to clarify. So hardware is the physical items that make your computer work or other technology work, not exclusively computers, such as a screen and a hard drive, your keyboard, while software are programs that you download onto your computer. You download it onto your hardware. It's easy to remember which is which because hardware is something you can touch, while software is something you can't.
And also hardware is normally hard. Like, you know, your computer, your keyboard is solid, it's hard. Okay, our next word is gadget, which again, maybe a lot of you might know this one, but let's just reinforce it, okay? So this is a word that we use that refers to any piece of technology, okay? It could be computers, it's used to talk about telephones, but it can also be used in other terms of technology, such as kitchen gadgets, which are lots of different tools, technological tools, normally electric tools that are used in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. There was actually a show when I was a child called Mr. Gadget, and there's a man that had all these gadgets in his jacket, a gadget for everything. So it's just any tool that has a specific task and a bit of a unique task that's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have intuitive, And this means that something is simple to use and easy to understand. It means that it is so easy to use that you don't really need to learn how to use it because your instincts tell you what you should be doing. So that's what it means to be intuitive, that you don't need to learn. You just know.
Yeah, and some people have this with technology and others don't. And I definitely don't. I'm not intuitive when it comes to technology. Our next word is techie. Okay, and this is a slang adjective word that we use just to describe someone that's very interested in technology and is normally very good at using technology. So, and sometimes a techie doesn't mean that your job is related to technology. It's just that you're interested. It could be a hobby that you're really into technology, computers, and things like this.
And our last one for today is a phrasal verb. And the phrasal verb is to back up. So specifically, to back up a file. And this means to save your computer documents and files in a different place rather than just your computer in case it crashes or in case it breaks. So for example, saving it on an external hard drive or saving it to the cloud so you have an extra copy.
Because let's be honest, we've all lost something important because we've not backed up the file that we were working on. Mm-hmm.
And that's it for today's episode. We hope you found this episode about technology, vocabulary, and phrases useful. And if there's any topic that you would like us to discuss in future episodes, please feel free to contact us on our Instagram page. And we hope you have a great day.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.